ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। थैंक यू फॉर ऑल कमिंग टू संडे फीस्ट एंड थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी बीइंग हियर टू से समथिंग फॉर माई सेल्फ। व्हेन यू सिट ऑन द व्यासासन आई हैव टू से माई आई हैव टू मेक श्योर दैट आई एम टेलिंग माई सेल्फ टू इंस्टेड ऑफ टेलिंग यू एवरीबडी। सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू डोंट हैव भगवद गीता इन देयर होम्स? This Bhagavad Gita as it is. Oh, so everybody has in their home, huh? That's good. That's nice to see that. So I thought we will read from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, and the last verse, text 29. To bring the peace formula. So I will just read the verse, translation, and then purport. We'll discuss something and then we'll have question answers. We can have. Okay. So the verse says, Bhukta Ram Jagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Kyatvamam Santramichati. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. What are the material miseries? Besides that, what are the material miseries? Right. So what is adhyatmika? Okay, next one. You don't have to answer now. What is adibhautik? Someone else? Any other guest? You are not a guest here. Adibhautik, yes. And the last one is, we said adhyatmik, adibhautik, adidaivik. What is adidaivik? No rain in California for last 1 month, isn't it? Only one time, eh? 3 years, no rain. By nature, by demigods, right? This is a misery. So these are the miseries, beside the miseries of birth, death, old age and disease. This is our... So, Krishna is giving the solution here in Bhagavad Gita. We are looking for a peace, isn't it? I mean, I'm looking for a peace myself. Huh? Right? So we individually, we want to be peaceful situation around us. Myself peacefully, internally, and externally around peaceful situation I want. Right? Then I want my family to be peaceful also. Isn't it? I want my family to be peaceful. Then we want our neighborhood which we live, we want to be peaceful neighborhood, isn't it? Then we choose the neighborhood, we want to make sure that that neighborhood doesn't have any riots or doesn't have any breaking the windows or whatever. Right? We want the peaceful neighborhood where we are protected. Isn't it? Then we want our old street, all our that area to be peaceful, with nice, good situation, more of goodness. Then it goes to the county to be peaceful, that makes sure the county is good county, so that my children can be go to school in a nice school. Then we want the all the state to be, all city want to be, which is difficult, isn't it? Los Angeles, California, everywhere, just not Los Angeles. Then we want the country to make sure our country is not attacked by ISIS, whatever it is. Right? This is going on. So we all are kind of looking for a peaceful peace. But this peace doesn't come just like that. We have to say what Supreme Intelligent Person says. Who is that Supreme Intelligent Person? Who is most intelligent person? Hare Krishna. Right? And what the Supreme Intelligent Person says, if he follow Mahajanena Gatasapanta, and his followers, previous acharyas, if he follow them, the formula which they give, Krishna gives, then we can attain peace. So here in this shloka, Krishna is saying, what is the peaceful formula to bring the peace? I hope in the United Nations they can read this verse. If they read this verse, text, they can bring a peace in whole world by just gaining the knowledge of this Bhagavad Gita as it is. But they are not doing it, unfortunately. Right? So, here it says, Krishna says what it says. He says that a person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities. So, let's go one point. He is the beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities. What does that mean? Someone can tell you what is that means. Yes. Right. Okay, so first of all, beneficiary, all the austerities. We all perform austerities, isn't it? Do we? Who is not performing austerities? Tell me. We all performing austerities, right? Going to work early in the morning, tomorrow morning, Monday morning, after 2 days, and Saturday, Sunday off, going in the Monday morning is very difficult. But I have to be there at my office. That's austerity. Or I have to be at my business. That's austerity. Right? Mother has to make sure, mom has to make sure that kids are get ready some Monday morning to take them to the school early morning. Austerity. Mom has to make sure that my husband's lunch is prepared early morning. Austerity. Many kind of austerities. So we all go through these austerities in our lives, in material world we go through. So Krishna says, but what do you do? Ultimately beneficiary. Ultimately you offer that austerities and sacrifices to me. Now how can we do that? How can we offer the sacrifices and austerities to him? Yes. Yes. By offering whatever we are gaining by these austerities and sacrifices, we offer to Him with love and devotion. Love. Why? Because He is ultimately the beneficiary, is the owner. Right? When you go in India, and if you go in the, if you see, you must all have seen, people go to take a bath in the holy river, like Ganges or Jamuna river. And they take the water from Ganga or Jamuna, and they offer it back to the Ganges. They go in the water, take the water, and offer back to Ganges. Now, what is that? You're taking the same water, offering back. So what does that mean? That means you're offering your love. That love, Ganges, this water belongs to you and offering back to you. So similarly, Krishna is Bhagavan. Krishna is called Bhagavan, who has the opulency, six opulences. He is the maintainer. He is the creator, maintainer, annihilator. And all these six opulences are in full in Him. Nobody has that. Only Bhagavan has the six opulences. That's why Krishna is Bhagavan. So we are offering all these opulences, whatever is belong to Him, so we are offering with love. So that is the first point here, says Krishna, says that you offer all the sacrifices and the austerities, whatever you perform, the fruits of that you offer to me with love. Second point Krishna is mentioning, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods. He says that, I am the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods. He said, even I am the Supreme Lord of demigods. And all the planets, means everything belongs to Lord. The earth planets also belong to Lord. Everything in Los Angeles belongs to Lord. Everything, whatever I am, my family, bank balance, also that's also belong to me, right? No. Belong to Krishna. So this is the second point he's saying, the peace formula of the second point. And the third one is the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities. He is the well-wisher. Now, how is he well-wisher? I don't even see him. How is he well-wisher? Someone can elaborate that? I don't see him. Krishna says, I'm your well-wisher. I don't see him. How is he my well-wisher? My wife is my well-wisher. My husband is my well-wisher. My parents are my well-wisher. Of course they are well-wisher. We are not denying that. But how is Krishna well-wisher? Someone can tell me? Krishna is your father and mother. Yes, Vijay Prabhu in the back. He is unseen well-wisher. How is it unseen well-wisher? Yes, he dwells within, he is within our heart as a super soul. He is a well-wisher. And he goes everywhere we go. Not just that, but he is in all the bodies. If we are lover of dog, we become dog, then he will be in the dog body also. He is with us all the time. Doesn't matter what kind of body we get or we receive. So he says that I am the well-wisher. Who else is well-wisher? Your guru. That's right. Srila Prabhupada always said at the bottom when he wrote a, when he write a letter at the end of his age, what he said? Your ever well wisher. Right? Say that. So the saintly persons, they are well wisher. And yeah, well wisher of living. So Krishna is sitting within our heart. Paramatma is a super soul. And doesn't matter what we do, he is still our well wisher. Just like in the family. In the family, if the father has two sons, that's it. And the two sons, father is a well wisher, so he gives the instructions to their both sons to be, you know, give some instructions so that they can further, you know, they can progress in their life. And the one son who accepts it, another son doesn't accept it. Because he wants to be his own independence. Of course he has a right to be independent. Nobody is saying that. But if he listens to his father, then he will progress. Father gives good instruction. Then even though that son who is not accepting, but still father loves him. Right? Father loves his son. Even though he doesn't accept, because father is a well-wisher of his sons. So similarly, the spiritual master, he is also well-wisher of everybody, merciful, kind, because he knows that the living entity is loitering in this material world, and he knows that by giving him some guidance, instructions, if he'll follow, then he will be happy. So, spiritual master, that's why Srila Prabhupada always wrote, doesn't matter what kind of letter he received, in reply he always wrote at the end, your ever well wisher. And you can see that, right? I mean, you know, coming at the age of 70 in this country. Yeah, what motive he had? He didn't have family. That he comes and then his children will also come to United States so they can get a green card and they get this U.S. citizenship. He didn't have anyone like that. No? He was alone. But he was not alone. He had holy name with him. He had a full faith in the holy name. And Srimad Bhagavatams. And of course the order of his instruction of his spiritual master. He had. That was his potency. That was the power he had of the the instruction of a spiritual master and the holy name. Full faith in the holy name. Otherwise, at the age of 70, coming here with one trunk of just Srimad Bhagavatam and just 40 rupees in the pocket, and he doesn't know anybody. But he was a well-wisher. He wanted to give this knowledge to us. That's why we are gathered here. We would not be here. Wanted to give that. So the point is that these are the three formulas Krishna is giving to Arjuna and to us to be a peaceful ourselves, our family, our nation, and whole this planet and even the universe. And that will not just bring the peace, but that also brings happiness. That is the formula. So I will just read the purport and then we will have, I'm sure, some discussion, question answers. Purport. The conditioned souls within the clutches of the illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world, but they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply that Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Man should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord because He is the proprietor of all planets and demigods thereon. No one is greater than He. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. So we discussed that. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma is like a cabinet ministers. And they are given certain responsibilities to perform, but they are also work. They are also performing the responsibility under the Supreme Lord Krishna. We respect them. In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshwaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey. But actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. Which is, means I and mine. And it start with I. I means we think I am this. What? I am this body. I am Indian. I am American. I am Chinese, I am Japanese, this is all I, this is body, but actually I am what I am Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, this body is temporary. But because I think I am this body, that's with everything around me is mine, whatever I have gathered, that is mine, I and mine. So here it's saying, isn't it? My nation. But what is the water between the two nations? Whom that belongs? Srila Prabhupada was saying this morning in the class, wasn't it? There is a Pacific Ocean between America and the whatever other countries, Japan or something, whatever. So whom that water belongs? They will probably fight for that too. Isn't it? So this is the illusion of Srila Prabhupada is saying, I and mine. We keep that and we go on like this, life after life, life after life, life after like this. I and mine, everything belongs. My wife, my son, my daughter, my this, my that, my that. My bank balance. All we go on and on, one life after another life, go on and on and on. Then we come back again. The Lord is the master of material nature and the conditioned souls are under the strategic rules of material nature. So material nature, Lord is the master of that material nature. So there is a master behind the material nature. Unfortunately, people don't even believe that there is a master behind the material nature. And our scientific advancement tries to control the material nature, which is not possible. No matter how much they try, they cannot control. But if we understand this and if we please the master of material nature, then it will be taken care. There is no rain. But if we chant Hare Krishna, which is sacrifice, then there will be rain. Guaranteed. If they are Harinam Sankirtan in every street in California, every county, there will be rain. No doubt about it. And it is proven also. Many times. See? Because we are pleasing the master. Master is saying and we are following his instructions. Okay? Unless one understands these bare factors, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator and all living entities, including the great demigods, are his subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. This is the formula. And this Srila Prabhupada came and gave that formula to us. Now our job is to give this formula to the in the world to other people so they can understand and they can also bring the peace, have a peace in their lives. Okay? This fifth chapter is practically explained Krishna consciousness generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how Karma Yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. Such work is not different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is Bhakti Yoga and Jnana Yoga is a path leading to Bhakti Yoga. So, this yoga means to connect with the Lord. So, unfortunately in the present age, people think yoga means the external exercise. Yeah, that is there. It's good. We have to perform some exercises. And yoga is good for keeping our health together. But we have to come from that external yoga to the internal yoga, which is Bhakti Yoga. Because we want to bring peace internally also. And by performing the yoga, we want to use this body, healthy body, in the service of the Lord. That is Bhakti Yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute. And the perfection of this consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna or the Supreme Person of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as his fragmental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya illusion due to the desire to lord it over Maya. Maya, and that is the cause of his many sufferings. Maya means that which is not. So we want to lord it over everything, belongs everything in this material world to us. And because of that illusion, we think everything is mine. And that's why we can't have the peace. Okay. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter. So even though while we are in this material world, we can be Krishna conscious and we can be peaceful. That's what it's saying. So Krishna consciousness is not saying that you give up your business, give up your work, give up your family. It's not saying that. Saying that whatever you do it, but you do it with understanding that I'm doing for the pleasure of the Lord Everything belongs to the Lord. See? Okay. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter. For it is an arousing of spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is freed from the clutches of matter. The Lord is not partial toward anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties in Krishna consciousness, which in every respect helps one control the senses and conquer the influence of desire and anger. And one who stands fast in Krishna consciousness, controlling their abhorrence and passion, remains factually in the transcendental stage or Brahma Nirvana. The Eightfold Yoga mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness. It's important because the ultimate purpose is served. There is a gradual process of elevation in the practice of Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyan and Samadhi. You all persons in this audience, some might be doing the yoga. They know all these processes, Yam, Niyam, Pranayam, all this gradual you go through. But Krishna consciousness covers everything. This Bhakti Yoga covers everything. But these only preface perfection of by devotional service, which alone can award peace to the human being. It is the highest perfection of life. Okay. So, any questions? Any comments? If you have no question, then I will ask question. No question. Well, then I'm going to ask you a question now, because I have time, you know, it's my time, right? I was told to go on until 6 o'clock. So what are the three factors here Krishna is saying? Krishna is saying to Arjuna to bring the peace. What is the first one? Not you. We have a guest here, a lot of guests. Because they have come here, they have to take this with them at home. Right? Okay. So, what is the first three formulas Krishna gives to bring a peace? Well, they are controlling the mind, of course. But what is the here, what we discussed? For the peace formula. Yes. Yes. Sacrifices, austerities offered to the to Lord. What is next? Come on, I thought you all were listening. It's interesting, isn't it? We see it here in the class, we see it here in the temple. And it happens to me, I'm not criticizing, it happens to me also. I sit here in the temple and in front of the deities and my mind goes all the way to India, 10,000 miles away. Isn't it? Or whatever happened to me today or happened yesterday, even 10 years ago, what happens? It comes out when we are sitting in the temple in front of the Lord. It happens. Kali Yuga. So what is the next, what is the second point? Yes, Prabhu. Huh? Proprietor. Who is the proprietor? I am proprietor. No. Krishna is the proprietor. Right. Okay, Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods. And the last one, he is a well-wisher. Good, thank you. How is he a well-wisher? No, let him answer. Go ahead. You can get it. Huh? Uh-huh. Besides that, what else? How is your well-wisher? Isn't our heart as a super soul, right? So there is a soul and a super soul within our heart, right? In the second chapter, Krishna says, there are two birds sitting on the same tree. One bird is performing the action, other bird is watching their action. Right? So the soul is performing the actions and the super soul is keep watching. Now if the soul is, you know, turned his sight towards the super soul, then super soul is very happy. But unfortunately, soul goes in, is turned not turns toward the super soul, but it turns to other side, which is a illusion. Of course, the illusion. So he is the, but still, as a super soul, he always comes with us. He is there with us. Doesn't matter what kind of body we get. He is a well-wisher. Right? We say, when we leave this body, we think my wife is a well-wisher, or children are well-wisher, but what happens? As soon as the body, soul leaves the body, what the wife says? What the wife would say? Huh? Get him out! Isn't it? Get him out! From here! Well, you are loving me! Are you gonna tell her at that time? Well, you are loving me, hold your life. You said, I love you, I love you. What happened? What happened? What happened with that love? Gone. No love. Isn't it? But the super soul, Krishna, he goes with us. That's why he's well-wisher. So we have to be careful. Attachment to Krishna, attached to Krishna. You can say that I detach everything. You have to have attachment. Somewhere you have to have attachment. Right? You have to attach to someone. You can't say I have no attachment. No, I cannot. I'm going to detach everything. It doesn't work that way. You have to attach, but you have to attach to who? Krishna. And whatever I have with me, they also, I try to also have them attached to who? Me. Krishna. Right? So that's why we guide our family, our children, and whole our family that way. Guide them to attach to Krishna. That doesn't mean there is no love between the mother and the son, or mother and the daughter, and the husband and the wife. That relationship is there. That relationship is there. But we see ultimately attachment is with to Krishna. Everybody, whatever I have, that's why whatever I have, my family, they all, you know, are part and parcel of Krishna, and they are attached to Krishna. That's why previous Acharya says, Manaso deho geho je kuchu mor, arpilo tuva pade nand kishor. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, previous Acharya says that, whatever I have, my mind, my body, whatever belongings to me, my wife, my son, my daughter, my everything, is offering, my Lord, I am offering to you. It belongs to you and I am offering to you. Okay? Any more? Anything else? So this is the peace formula, and please take this formula and we apply in our life. and apply, we have our apply, give to others the same peace formula to others, because they will benefit and they will also be peaceful. And then we go ultimately to give to the politicians. To give them this formula. This is the real peace formula. Otherwise there will be no peace. No peace. It's just wasting time, energy, everything. Money, time, energy, is everything. This doesn't bring peace. Just it's artificial. Doesn't bring peace. Because this is spoken by perfect person. Perfect person. What are the, we have 5 minutes. What are the 4 defects we have? We all have 4 defects. Even Obama also has 4 defects. You know that? What are the 4 defects? Imperfect senses. Cheating propensity. Yes. Next. Illusion. What is that? Considering that I am this body. And the last one? Commit mistakes. Right? So doesn't matter who are on this planet, doesn't matter, some can be higher position, lower position, doesn't matter, the 4 mistakes are there. But the person who is perfect, he doesn't have this 4 mistakes, he doesn't have this 4 mistakes, because he's perfect. So everything says, perfect person says everything, whatever perfect person says, everything is also perfect. So if the perfect person is saying, which is perfect, shouldn't we accept it? Should we or not? How many of you in the audience say, raise hands that, yeah, we should accept it? Well, some are not accepting, that means. They are not raising hands, means you are not accepting. You are shy. Don't be shy. Why should we be shy here in Krishna's? This is Krishna's kingdom. Nobody is going to punish. Right? So because it is spoken by perfect person, it is perfect, we accept it. And follow, try to follow in our life practically. Okay? Okay, anything else? No questions, huh? Yes, good. Can you repeat again? I can't hear you. Yes. Plan is already given by this personality who is sitting here. See, it's a practical process. It's practically, he has demonstrated. Srila Prabhupada has demonstrated practical way to be peaceful ourselves and at the same time help to our family members. See, it says that family who prays together stays together. Right? So we pray together in the family. Everybody together we pray. We accept each other's, you know, conversation. We have a loving relationship with each other. We reveal our mind to each other. But ultimately also we pray together, we follow what scripture has to say. And it's practical. It's practical. Just like we read, I don't know you were here when we started a class or not, but we said that Krishna consciousness is not something which you give up your family or give up and just join in a temple. Yeah, if you can join in temple, that's good. But if you can't, because we have responsibility, we have wife, we have son, we have daughters, we have husband, we have this responsibility. So we continue that, we keep that relationship, we fulfill that responsibilities. But with understanding that this is my responsibility, I'm doing it, but ultimately Krishna is the Lord, is the predominant, Lord is everything, and I offer to Lord. So, it's a practical process, Krishna consciousness. And that can be applied in, it doesn't matter what religion you are in, doesn't matter. This is formula, is general formula for all religion. This is applied for anywhere on this formula. Can be applied anywhere, any place. Yes. I have
difficulty to hear.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. You see, point is, Krishna, Lord is person. That's the whole point. Lord is not impersonal. If you go in other temples, I don't want to criticize here. But you go to temples, they have nothing. Just a big, big hall vacuum. Hey, wait a minute. What am I going to do in that vacuum whole big hall? There is nothing. Here is the Lord. He is standing here. He is a person here, standing. You see, Lord is a person. How can we surrender? If wife says, I'm surrendering to, her wife says to husband, I'm surrendering to you, I love you. Means there is a reciprocation, isn't it? Isn't it? Love means reciprocation. So when we say, I love God, means how can I love God if God doesn't have a form? God is just in the air? No. God is a form. And God reciprocates with you. But that form is transcendental. And the pure personalities, they can talk with God. And God reciprocates with them. You see? So God is a person. There is a loving relationship between Lord and His devotees. There is a Lord, there is a devotee, and between Lord and devotee there is a bhakti, devotional service. That's what the reciprocation is. See? So, Lord is there. But Lord is so kind that He is coming in the Arch Vigraha form so we can worship Him. I hope that helps. Okay? Okay. Thank you everybody. Hare Krishna. Hey. Oh my gosh, I have a...